This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, here we are, ready to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. A weekly event, a weekly affair, if you will, with the likes of mental minds, mentally astute people like Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company. We seem to have a DC prominence here because Rich McFadden, also from the DC headquartered Radio America, our originating network. You like that music? Is that why you let that go there?
I did. We kind of have. You didn't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was okay.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. So I'm mentally astute, and I'm what is Rich?
Rich is, you don't
here.
Want me there.
He's here.
Yeah, Rich is here. Yep, congratulations. By the way, speaking of congratulations, as we get started with our story list today, one of them that's left off is that the president seems to think that buying Greenland is a good investment.
That's my favorite story of the week.
I love this story.
It's right? So awesome. And you know what?
Story.
He's the guy that will do it.
No, he won't, actually, because it's not for sale. And even the people in Greenland don't own their own homes because Denmark owns all the land.
Right. You can't buy properties. Like, if you move to Greenland, you can't buy a lot of property. They just allow you to use it.
Yeah, you can use it. So you can have a house, and then, but it's not yours.
Right.
But he's got this idea, and because he thinks it would be like, hey, I've bought a country. How cool is that?
But very cool.
That's why. That's the only reason he wants to do it. You do know that, right?
He's going to Denmark next month. I say he comes back with a receipt for a new continent.
There we go.
Or it's not a continent.
I say he just comes back, and it's like, and I wish I could speak Danish because I'd love to see the press.
Why do the Danish want to hold on? Greenland is just a big frozen rock. It's a strategic.
Minerals.
Yeah, it's got a lot of natural resources.
Okay.
Apparently Truman tried to buy it for $100 million.
Really?
And they turned him down. But
the problem is it's all borrowed money these days. Everything we do. Now
so the Chinese would actually be buying it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. There you go.
I don't know, man.
Ding, 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 ding,
I think
ding,
you throw up a couple of trillion dollars and Denmark says, here's the deed.
Yeah.
And then Trump comes back and says, hey, Canada, we got you surrounded.
Yeah, we're got you. Speaking of the Chinese, number two this week on the story list from Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at Talkers.com, and also Talkers Magazine has a list every week of the top 10 stories according to their research and the people who have been discussed more than others on radio programs that are somewhat similar to this. Well, no, this is a unique program because we take apart the list. Number two, our trade war and what's going on Chinese and the Hong Kong East. I was trying to find out earlier, what do you call a Hong Kongian? Is there such a...
Hong Konger.
That you're a Hong Konger?
Yeah.
Person that lives there is a Hong Konger?
You're making that
not
up.
Hong
no, I'm not making it up. They're Hong Kongers. That's what they are. No,
Hong
I'm Konganese. Not making it up.
God.
No, they're Hong Kongers.
Right, I'm Googling you now.
Google it, man. I am correct.
Meanwhile, the Chinese trade war taking its toll with America's farmers and others. There are people who are talking about it. Number three this week. What's Chinese?
Are we just moving on? Because there are pieces of both of these stories we should talk about. Or are we doing the list?
No. What I was going to do is, I was going to actually tie two and three together.
Hong Konger.
Because...
Hong Thank Konger. You, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought
Thank
you said,
Hong Konga?
Oh, you make, ethnic slurs.
See, I thought that's what you said.
This so. Early.
Hong Kong. I like Hong Konganese, actually, much better than Hong Konger. Meanwhile, back at the real story, the Chinese and the effects of the trade war, something, the so-called unintended, these are unintended consequences. Trump, I think in this circumstance, I believe that putting the Chinese on their ear is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we've let them get away with a lot of stuff, and everybody's been chicken to deal with them. Trump's no chicken. He may be a lot of other things, but he's not a chicken. So when it comes to this, however, not only is the American family farmer and thus the American public suffering in the food department because of this, but the stock market there. Apparently this week Germany had some real cracks in some of the economic systems there. And so people who are naysayers or those who are, I told you so, those people are looking at some sort of stock market weakness, and that'll lead us to a recession, and it's all the Chinese trade war, the problems with that, and that is a lot of other... there's so much borrowed money in the world, it's that's part
of
the problem.
Here's a dilemma.
Yes, Rich.
Back in the 80s, when the China now was Japan then, remember that?
Yes, right, yep. They made crap, too.
Japan was manipulating their currency just like China has been for the past decade, and really putting the screws to us. And we finally said, okay, no
more.
See
what that did for him.
And we went to Japan and we said, you've got to stop this. It will go on for no more. And they eventually finally did it, but it's only because they were kind of an American protectorate. Because after World War II, we've been their protection.
Yeah.
So we had the leverage.
We rebuilt a country we destroyed. Rebuilt it.
Right. And then we destroyed it again. They did stop manipulating their currency, and they did let inflation go up. But then they tried to give out cheap housing or cheap loans for housing, and they had their own bubble, and they have never, ever recovered from that bubble. We do not have that same leverage with China, except that their economy is not nearly as strong as ours, and we can outweigh them. So now it's just kind of a game of chicken.
Well, they have, I use the reference of deep roots. Our economy has deep, deep, deep roots. They have a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots to their economy. And the public there doesn't really
different.
Have a billion people.
Well, they have a couple of things different. They don't have two-year and four-year elections. They have 25 and 50-year plans. They have a president for life. Yep. And they have infinite patience.
She is so right. Bingo.
Well, the public is restless there, as is the public in Iran. So we have governments. I mean, you can say that about our country.
The public
has governments,
no say
and then we have the public. And so it's dependent on how some of this stuff weighs in. All right, so that's the that's how we get started here. The first overview of a couple of important stories on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Doug here at 14 after the hour. Let me help you lose some weight if you would like to. Here is our promise. Our promise, when I say ours, my promise, along with the backup of Kellitrin, the family that runs Kellitrin, that came up with a formula, which basically consists of the biggest, the most important protein in your body, which is collagen. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, you get too into the weeds. I don't want to know what's there. I just want to know that it works. If you tell me it works, then I believe you, because I don't tell people things that aren't true. Generally, I don't back something with what they call endorsement on the radio unless I've used it. I believe in the natural impact of things like this, because there's nothing in Kellitrin that will make you go all jiggy. There aren't any drugs, you know, stimulants, none of that stuff. And you don't have to go on a crash diet with Kellitrin. By the way, it's spelled Kellitren. If you want to go to the website, Kellitren.com, it'll connect you. Both toploss.com and Kellitren.com .com will get you to the information that you probably want to consider, the reviews, the photos of people, the community of folks who have lost from 7 pounds to 70 pounds and more by getting on this program. Take 4 capsules every night, and through the night, it works on rebuilding your body, because that collagen gets into your system. Your body starts rebuilding with that. Get out the fat and build up lean muscle. A little exercise good for you. So if you want the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com. Special deal: when you check the box for DJV, you get free shipping and also 3 bottles You buy them, two bottles you get free, you get a 5-month supply, 10% off everything you buy, and free shipping. That's all with a DJV code. Get started now. Get on the Calitin program. Lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com and use the checkout DJV for all kinds of benefits.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's toploss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen, the people list. Let me just go through this in a quick... I actually do want to talk about Sherry Redstone, who's number 10 on the list this week. Todd and Julie Christie, another... What a pair those two are. Woo-wee! Bad Vlad... number 8, let's see, all the usual. I look at this list, I see there usually is one name next to a number. But these characters running for office and what do they call the women, the four women, the club? What is it? The squad.
The squad. No,
squad. Yeah, they're all over the place. Bill and Hillary Clinton are number 3 because, this is, I want to hear your take on this, Victoria. The picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress, the painting, that one sees if you walk into Jeffrey Epstein's apartment, the first thing you see is a large portrait of Bill Clinton with a blue dress on and wearing red heels.
That's funny.
Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
You didn't hear
that? No,
huh?
That's really,
really
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I would say is, well, let's wait till we get to the number one story, because I've got a very interesting angle.
What,
on
Trump?
This.
Trump is number... Oh, you mean Epstein?
No, people.
Is number one, the Epstein death. Yeah, right. He's number 2 on the people list. Trump's number 1. So, yeah, the Epstein death and whether he was strangled or whether he got offed or what happened to him. What's your money on, Richie? He got offed or he committed suicide?
Oh, no. He was suicided for sure.
Suicided?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He suicided himself. But,
you think he did? No conspiracy for you, Victoria, huh?
He's a coward.
Ah, okay. What did
he
say?
He's a coward and would have rolled over like nobody's business, and that's why they offed him.
No,
he's a coward, so no way that guy killed himself.
He's a coward.
Because he's a coward, no way he killed himself.
But Victoria, you had something.
Yes, I do. I have two things. One thing is that all these conspiracy theories, let's remember this is all about money. He couldn't have done any of this really without money, and he was friendly with both political parties. But there's a very both everybody with money. There's an interesting story in Forbes, and I'll tell you more shortly.
Right. And plus the picture of Bill Clinton with a chicken. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's get at it here, or let's keep at it. Let's find out from Victoria Keelan what she has on Jeffrey Epstein. What do you have? What do you?
I don't. Well, you have to wait for Victoria Keelan because she'll give
Victoria, I got Victoria's all around me. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. So, all right, come on, up with the info.
Okay, so this is from Forbes. So the day after he was taken off suicide watch, disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein spent at least 2 hours locked up alone with a young woman in a private room reserved for inmates and their attorneys, according to an attorney who was visiting the prison that day. Ghislaine Maxwell. This is the visiting attorney said the optics were startling because she was young and pretty. Mm-hmm. And he speculated the woman could be a lawyer, and she could have been like a first year, something like that. But she wasn't dressed in a suit. She was dressed casually, like for a brunch, like in jeans and a blouse. The lawyer said she could have been a first-year associate. It was slacks and a blouse. Could have been jeans or another kind of pants, but like Sunday brunch attire. So I just find this interesting. And apparently he used to spend about 8 hours in this room that was reserved for inmates and their attorneys, which means that other inmates didn't have access to this room because he didn't want to be in this horrendous cell. So again, privilege, 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 money. But what was he doing with this young first year, apparently associate attorney, rather than with his high powered $600 an hour attorneys? What was he doing for 2 hours?
Paying $1,200 an hour for other services.
Yeah. Yeah, twice as much. So the whole thing is ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
It is.
What a pig, man.
How many other people are there in the world who are like this? That would be the question that I would want to
answer. Where is the justice?
Justice? He's got money. He doesn't need justice. He's got money. Money and justice don't.
Justice for the women.
Depends on how you define justice.
They don't get their justice because he's a coward. Well, because he got killed. He's suicided.
Well, they can take a shot at his, whatever his estate is worth.
They can still sue his estate, yes.
Yeah.
And let's find that Ghislaine pimp.
Yeah. She was in an In-N-Out burger in L.A. yesterday.
That's why I saw that. Yeah.
Took a picture of her. She's spinning up burgers.
So what happened to all of the documents that got handed over, which really were the landslide that led to his being offed or him offing himself? When do they come out?
I'm not sure.
What makes you think they're going to come out?
I don't know. And it's very interesting, you know, the attorneys or the prosecutors in Florida who cut that deal whereby the women weren't allowed access to anything and they were cut out of the process are now saying, well, his alleged associates have a right to due process and they should be allowed access to everything. So it's like, well, where were you when right. the alleged victims should have been allowed due process to everything?
Right, well, and that's why you will see these documents, Doug, because they will sue. You will see this go to court for the money, and a lot of this information will come out. But I'm sure the people that had him killed will also get that information that they want gone and
yes.
have it tucked under the rug.
Gonzo. All right, let's talk about something really important in the next half hour, like Chris Cuomo, that incident in the Hamptons where he got in the guy's face who got in his face.
So epic.
I'm going to
so
mess
epic.
You up, man.
I'm going to throw you down the steps, dude.
Yeah, right. But I remember Frodo the dog. I never don't remember character Fredo. Cause
Fredo.
Fredo.
Fredo? Okay. I used to be called a Freddy Cat when I was a kid. Any relationship here?
Kind Fredo. Of. Yeah, Freddy a little bit.
Cat. Yeah. Okay, well, let's explore this as we continue. This week's Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last evening, defending his latest immigration rule, known as the public charge rule.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The new rule would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers. 13 state attorney generals have filed suit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, saying that the rule is unlawful and un-American. NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe after a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The aircraft burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving along now back into the focus of the big stories of the week that have made it onto the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, the week of August the 12th to the 16th. So we're halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Halfway through the month of August. School is just around the corner for some. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington to help me go through this list, the story list, and the people that's published by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Victoria Jones also here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich, when do your children go back to school?
My daughter's count says 11 days.
And she's counting.
Oh,
she's counting.
Yeah. And my son has already started. He's in high school. He's in 10th grade. Band already started, so they're in the parking lot practicing marching.
And I remember when he was born. Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Now he's 6'1", Doug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bunga, is he bunga. Still growing?
Yeah.
He's a teenager. Wow. Still growing like weed. Now, speaking of growing, before we get back to the list, the actual list, the stories and the people list, although this person should be on the people list, not on the list, but ought to be, that's the category, Arlo Guthrie. Victoria and I have just been sort of sharing a few of the tie-dye shots. If you see this picture, what did he do to his hair? He must have put pink something or other in his hair. That ought to be. That Woodstock thing that people have been talking about for months and months and months, the revival, if you will, the 50th anniversary of the Bethlehem, New York, the Max Yazgar's farm, where Woodstock all took place. What was going on in the country then? See, I think this is the story. Not just the get-together, the people who were there and those experiences, but think about, go back in time to what you were thinking 50 years ago if you were around and what was going on in your life. In my life...
I was thinking I need a new diaper, Mom.
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't thinking much. Did you see the pics, Rich, that I sent?
I did. There's a classic.
You yeah. That'd be yeah. great, man.
But think about where you were. That's the great exercise here. What was going on in your life August 15th to 18th, 1969, when there were 400,000 people that showed up for this festival, and it made a mess of the guy's farm, but it certainly made an impact on Americana. To the point, hello, the point is, 50 years later, we go back to celebrate what it was that we weren't really celebrating, we were pissed off. How old was I? And I was 22 years old or something?
I would say that this event got us in the mess we're in today.
How so?
No, not that event.
What we were doing. The Vietnam War and the things socially that were going on and economically in our country.
All those hippies ended up in the media and as college professors, and that's why we have the
bankers
extreme left versus the extreme right today, because they've been raising college kids, they've been indoctrinating college kids, and us through the media, all those people became...
Those
journalists.
Some of them became right-wingers. A lot of them became right-wingers. I mean, the world is not just a right-wing paradigm. More complex than that.
I would say the free love decade has changed us a lot.
That was
and you
great.
See those changes
that was a great
today.
Part of that. Yeah.
Well, and the 50s changed us a lot. The 50s changed us a lot. It's not just the 60s.
No, you're
the 50s
right.
Changed
World
us
War
a lot.
World War II changed us a lot. The Dust Bowl changed a lot. The 1929 Depression changed us a lot. World War One changed us. Events of history.
But for the positive,
the Civil War,
better or worse,
changes us a lot. So to blame
you think the free love? Let's just stop here. Do you think the free love decade changed us for better or worse, Doug?
Yeah, free love. I'm all for free love.
I think that this event was not a negative event. I think there were things in the 60s that were negative. I think there were things in the 70s that were negative. I think there were things in the 50s and 40s and 80s that were negative. I don't think that Woodstock.
I'm not asking about the 80s. I'm asking about the free love, the hippie experience.
I don't think that free love in the 60s
had a positive or negative effect on us.
I think it's had a positive effect. I think the goals of free love, which were they wanted peace, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nope,
they
nothing.
Didn't achieve it.
That's why
they
didn't
achieve
there.
It.
Yeah, it was about the Vietnam War. I have vivid memories. You don't because you're not old enough. Vietnam War was Korea really was the beginning of the scourge of military-industrial complex that had been given license to go crazy during World War II because we needed what they produced, and then after that, there had to be a reason for
being. But the Korean conflict, in the end, was a successful effort.
Really? For whom?
Ask the people who are starving in North Korea.
Ask the people who are thriving in South Korea.
Okay, so they
the
could have all been thriving.
Families are split between the two Koreas. I think they disagree.
Yeah. And then you go from there, Korea, you go into Vietnam, and that unbelievable waste of life and money. And then you think about the waste of Afghanistan and the Middle East. The only thing that really, in my mind, and I don't want to get off on this because I want to go back to the list, but the Desert Storm was necessary. Other than that, there's nothing. There has never been. There isn't now a reason for us being where we are militarily. It just is because it's good for business. So, all right, let's keep moving. Let's go back. Speaking of good for business, I'm relating because a lot of these things are tied together. The number 4 and the 5 item on the talkers list, and as again I say often, you want to see the whole list in its entirety, go to talkers.com. The shooting in El Paso and Dayton, Philadelphia had a shootout. The number 5 issue or the number five conversation about calls for increasing gun control. You know, there's got to be a consciousness. There are a lot of laws on the books now that are ignored. They aren't even understood. So just, it's politically astute, I suppose, to call for new gun laws. Yeah, let's do this, let's do that. The real culprit here is Wayne LaPierre. He's the number one. He's got a target on his back. It's appropriate for him because he's responsible for a lot of the ill-timed attitudes toward gun control that even members of the NRA. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, a guy that I know very well. We saw a sticker on my truck for the NRA. And so he said, well, would you belong to the NRA? I said, yeah, I've been belong to the NRA forever. Well, what do you think? Because I knew, you know, we talk about Ollie a little bit. He was surprised that I knew Ollie, Oliver North, and I never get her name right because I never can pronounce her name right. Dana Lash, right?
Yep.
Is Lash, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, they got pushed out because LaPierre didn't like their attitude because it wasn't what he wanted to get done. So now, things are getting shaken up in the NRA. But the point I'm making here is that one organization having this much power over candidates or people that are in political positions is just wrong. And so you get into the deeper throes of all of this, the way the country is run, the system of getting elected, reelected. Richie said something very astute, and I don't know if he thought of it that way. We're the only country that has all these damn elections over and over and over and over and over. We're in a constant state of electoralists, whereas other countries we're competing with, they have elections when they feel like it. Okay, England says, call for election next month. France, Germany, all of them. And then the Chinese, they don't have elections. They say, oh, we got a president, he was elected. Come on, who believes that? So you're dealing with all of this this stuff, and it's kind of like we were out to lunch.
Well, our country, our electoral process is run by one thing. Money.
Well, that's the case everywhere, but more so now.
No, it's not. It's not. If you look at the way other countries do it, there's very little money involved.
Well, it's because they have short election cycles, much as anything else.
We definitely need to fix our election process. Because
so what do we do to do that, Richie?
Right now, and even the DNC.
You won't agree with getting rid of the Electoral College.
No, I don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. I just want to get rid of the money that goes to for the campaigns. Unintentionally, the DNC even changed it even more during this primary process because in an effort to try and whittle down the 20 that they had to throw on a stage at any given time, they said, okay, in order for you to qualify for the next round, you have to get so many donations from this amount of states. And so
yeah,
now
it's all about donations making it about money.
Right. You have to have this. So now they have to get 130,000 donations. So everybody's trying to get a dollar from one person in these amount of states. And so they're spending so much time trying to get $1 donations from 20 different states so that they can make it to the next stage.
It's a joke.
And it's just goes to show how the money controls us.
Yep. And it's bigger than this. It's because you've got dark money. Which is creepy. Whatever your philosophy is, it's
Citizens
creepy.
United ruined this country. That decision, one decision, ruined the country. Money comes because of that.
My buddy Dave Bossy.
Yeah, great, Richie. Thanks. You've got bad.
He's a good
your choice of friends.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Do I know him? I think I met him once through you, didn't I?
You may have met him. He was. I was friends with him years and years ago. But a good guy.
Yeah. All right. Time for us to. Have a good night's rest after all this stuff upsetting you. Oh, my God, how am I going to sleep thinking about all this stuff? Well, I have a solution. I have my pillows. You have your pillows. But if you are smart, you have your My Pillow. My Pillow. Amazing company, great American story. Mike Lindell, who runs it, he was the inventor. He was an engineer, didn't like the pillows he bought in the store, so he made his own. And look what it's netted him. 1,500 employees working around the clock to make pillows. They can't supply them fast enough. And because things have done well for them with a lot of great radio advertising, there are big discounts for the rest of the month on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use the code DJV, you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually it's $89. You get it for $29 right now using the promo code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50, 60, 65% on all kinds of great stuff, including that body pillow. Save the dough. Use the code DJV for these great specials at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go on a maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. All right, I'm going to beat on my chest now. I'm tough. I'm like Chris Cuomo. I'm big. I'm tough. I'll get you. If you give me any starch. So he looked pretty foolish and all of that. The guy that gave him the starch looked pretty foolish. The whole thing was pretty foolish. But yet, it may be because mostly stations that do news talk are right of center. And Chris Cuomo works for CNN. Brother is the mayor, is the governor of New York. And they aren't exactly in the middle when it comes to politics. I just get a kick out of people and how important they think they are. So where do you go from there, Victoria? Where do we... Why do we pay any attention to this sort of thing? It's a good question, isn't it?
Because it's shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
And so you have to sort
of
avoid it.
We support. CNN says, we support our reporter. That came from another news organization.
Right. If, that was a if he worked for Fox, what do you think CNN would be saying?
Oh, I think they would support him. I mean, it's like with the White House press corps where they all support each other. No,
Ryan,
I think they would.
Ryan Kilmeade. What's he doing? I mean, I'd like to see him face off Chris Cuomo.
Kilmeade's not that high strung.
No, he's not at all. He's pretty cool.
But
he's laid back.
Yeah, laid back. 10 before the hour. Thank you, Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Themes from movies that we all know, but we don't remember the theme, except Chuck Curry. He remembers all this stuff. Chuck is our movie person on Movie Moments, and as it's 53 past the hour, time for us to introduce Chucker to the rest of the world. Music is from the movie The Abyss. The Abyss is like, wasn't it that kind of like one of those scary monster things?
No, not monsters. It was a underwater adventure film that really, honestly, was a very powerful love story. If you watch a film between Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. You know what I liked about the film? Here's the tone, what the message is. Basically, James Cameron was saying that if two people marry and loved each other at one time, even if they wind up disliking each other immensely during a crisis, that initial bond comes back together. And I like that about this film. It's a very underrated movie, and it redefined the term director's cut, because when they released it back in 89, 20th Century Fox made Cameron cut out like a half hour running time in the third act because they wanted 2 hours and not 2.5, and then he recut the film. I remember going to New York City to watch the director's cut, and it was absolutely blown away. I'm a big fan. Really good movie.
Whatever happened to Ed Harris? He's such a great actor.
He's around a lot.
He's
around a lot.
He has lost a lot of body weight, though. He's very... Yeah. He's very thin.
Great actor. Like he's sick, but he's a good actor, yeah. So that's an interesting reality, Chuck. They're very philosophical about bringing people together who have had love, lost it, and then there's a trauma like the wife or the husband gets sick, and the husband comes back around and takes care of the wife or vice versa. Those sorts of things are family tragedies, that sort of thing, yeah. If you love somebody, you really love them, you never stop loving them. That's, I think, in my mind, that's the definition of
love. But it's okay to hate them for a little while, right?
No, I don't hate anybody.
There's like two or three other movies that done it. Remember Twister?
That plot device works in movie. It worked in Twister.
Is that Pullman and Helen
Hunt, right?
And Bill Paxton. I like
which one of them is dead? I can't remember. Worked. Is it Pullman or Paxson that's dead? Pullman, right?
No, Paxson.
Paxson's dead, okay.
Pullman's from Independence Day. Paxson is from...
Those poor guys. It's like De Niro and Pacino when you always like get them mixed up, and then one of them dies, and you're like, which one's dead?
Which one's dead?
But anyway, James Cameron's birthday is today, 65. He's really only directed a handful of films, but every film he directed was a massive hit. Terminator... Yeah. Aliens, which was easily, these are two of the best genre movies ever made. Terminator 2 redefined some of the special effects we see today. The Abyss, True Lies, I love that movie. Titanic, one of the biggest hits of all time, great movie. Yeah. And then he did Avatar. And he's currently working on still 4 more Avatar movies. We don't need to see 4 more Avatar movies. Other than Steven Spielberg, I think James Cameron's the most... successful in terms of high quality genre projects in our generation, no doubt about that.
You could argue Lucas is in there.
No. Chucker, who's my guy that I love from the 80s, did 16
Hughes?
Candles. And yeah,
Hughes.
With John Hughes.
Different type director, though.
God, he's the best.
All right, Ewan McGregor is going to play Obi-Wan Kenobi again. What do you think of that?
I did not. I win what? What is he doing? Tell me.
Coming back to return in the next Star Wars. They want to put him in. Obi-Wan comes back. What do you think of that? Yes, no, maybe?
And just maybe.
Yeah. All right, what's coming out this weekend that we ought to see? When are we going to hustle to the movies to see?
One week to back to school, so it's going to be a very slow weekend at the box office. Hobbs and Shaw expected to open number one, but only around the $12-13 million range. Is a R-rated kid comedy called Good Day. Well, it's an R-rated comedy called Good Day that features a kid cast that's expected to do like $15 million in business. Angry Birds 2, then it's 47 Meters Down Uncaged. 47 Meters Down was a surprise hit a couple years ago with Mandy Moore, so they made a sequel. She's not in it. And then Where You Go,
so
Bernadette, it's the drama with Cate Blanchett. So 4 new movies opening.
Sacha Baron Cohen is going to play a Mossad agent in The Spy. What do you think of that?
Does he make you laugh, yes or no? He makes me laugh.
You know,
I gotta be honest. You know, one of the funniest experiences in a movie when I went to see Bruno, and I laughed so hard I had to walk out of the theater because I thought I would get physically ill. That's how funny that. I find him extremely funny.
That says a lot about you.
He's out of control, though.
Most people listen to this program and they laugh a lot. That's where we get really good laughs.
I'd get physically ill, that's for sure.
Chuck Curry is our movie person. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.